You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 400. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back. Today, I'm just over here celebrating 400 freaking podcast episodes, which is equivalent to 6 transformative years of podcasting. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm pretty proud of myself. I'm pretty pumped. And today, I just want to share with you a few things about behind the scenes with running the podcast, from the power of consistency, ROI, and what that looks like. So with no further ado, let's just jump in, my friend. So can we reflect to episode 1 to now episode 400, where episode 1, man, was I unpolished as shit. It was like I could barely string a sentence together. It is so cringeworthy that I just would crawl up in a ball. However, we have to start somewhere. We all start with 0 followers, 0 fans, 0 email lists, and 0 sales. And so I am proud of myself for starting back, do you know what I mean? Old Angela, who knew nothing about podcasting. I was proud that I had the courage. I was proud that I had the confidence. I was proud that I had the determination to just to test it and to see it work. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so grateful for the listeners. I'm so grateful for the guests. And I'm grateful for the community that is growing from the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. But I don't know if you remember, the Angela Henderson Online Business Show wasn't always named that. In fact, it was actually named the Business and Life Conversations with Angela Henderson. And then I had a rebrand and things didn't mean we pivoted, we adapted, but we still carried on with podcasting. And I have to think about, of all the episodes I'd done, there is one in particular that really stands out. And that is when I had Bob Berg on the podcast, who has written one of my favorite books, The Go-Giver. And just to have him on the podcast and to have an hour of his time and to hear his wisdom and just to be in his presence was truly, truly amazing. And people often ask, Ange, what is the key to longevity? And I say to that, just start and keep going, right? That fear that I had around starting, what if no one listens? But I had to reframe that with, what if this changes someone's life, right? What if this changes someone's life? And I can't tell you how many amazing podcast emails I've gotten in particular from people saying, thank you so much. You've been my mentor in my, do you know what I mean, ear every single week when I couldn't afford someone. Thank you. Or thank you for being honest and vulnerable. Thank you for talking about motherhood, whatever those messages have been. And so that fear, what if no one listens, just reconfirms every time I get one of those emails. But what if I change someone's life? And I'm wondering, what do you have to say? What voice of yours needs to be shared a little bit more? Because you too have lives to change. And a podcast is a brilliant way to be able to do that. You know, some of the obstacles that I faced with podcasting over the last 6 years and 400 episodes, definitely staying motivated. When that novelty starts to wear off, it's definitely there. Some weeks have been harder than others. I've missed 2 weeks during this time. One was when we were in the middle of the rebrand because I was advised to just let it lay dormant for 1 week and then relaunch, do you know what I mean, with the rebrand. And one was, I can't remember the second one specifically, but I definitely know it was when a time when I just needed a breather for a week and I had to honor that. But besides that, I've religiously produced one podcast every week for those 6 years. And again, staying motivated is tough, but that's why bringing on guests and not always doing individuals has allowed me to keep that motivation, but also my team. So I will record the podcast, I will do the research for the podcasts, but then I send it over my team to work on the distributing of those podcasts. So again, if I didn't have team, that motivation would have been a lot harder for me, you know, and I am a firm believer that consistency is everything. And I know we hear that often and it's very cliche, but it is. You know, consistency is everything. And that has allowed me to build trust with my audience through regular episodes. It's allowed me to have build that authority and credibility. But in addition to that, it has allowed me to have continuous people top of funnel in my pipeline. I also know, if we start to kind of shift a little to ROI, is that even though podcasting is a long-term investment, it is by far my quickest conversion for people. If people listen to my podcast, they convert quicker than any other method besides referrals. So by having the podcast, it's been a brilliant way to be able to help support more women, either in my rev share, one-on-one, or my mastermind programs. The podcast has also allowed me to have that deeper connection with my audience. It's allowed me to grow my network with guests and other collaborations. So it's been a beautiful thing, not to mention my traffic to my website has increased. And when my traffic to my website increases, I've got a Facebook pixel there. And when I do Facebook ads, I can then retarget those people. So there's so much ROI that podcasting has brought to me over the last 6 years. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time, not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend, Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. If I think back about the lessons learned and the advice that I would give to anyone else wanting to start a podcast or a YouTube channel, is start with where you're at and with what you have. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't have to have everything figured out. You'll figure it out as you go. You know, my first podcast mic was like $249. Then I upgraded, but then that one didn't really do any justice. And then 18 months ago, I then updated to my current podcast mic, which was a lot more expensive, but the quality of the audio is a lot better. But at the beginning, I didn't care about that stuff. I just wanted to get my voice out and I just wanted to build that community. And I really focused on providing value, not perfection. And not only do that on my podcast, but I do with that my clients, I do that with my events. Do you mean it is always about providing value first, not being perfect, and meeting my people with where they're at. I also encourage you to celebrate small wins. I don't know what the current data is. I should have probably looked at this before I got on. But last time I read, most podcasters will quit at episode 7. Episode 7. Right? And so be mindful that if you're going to do podcasting or YouTube channel, there is a commitment there, and celebrate every episode along the way and make sure that you're aligning your podcast with your broader goals and your passions. You know, this is so, so important. And listen, I could talk about podcasting forever. I know that I've helped over 40 people inside who have worked with me one-on-one, RevShare, Mastermind, et cetera, to get their podcasts up and going. And I would suspect that most of them would say the same thing. It is an amazing investment for both short and long-term growth for your business. And the ROI is endless. And so if you're generally thinking about starting a podcast in 2025, I strongly encourage you to do that. If you need any help, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to connect you with the people that helped me produce my podcast. I'm happy to help you map out the content that would need to go in there, the spreadsheets that you would need to use, the different types of mics and things like that. So always know I'm an email away at info@angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, again, I can't thank you as a listener for your ongoing support and engagement and encouragement throughout the years. You're the reason why I continue to show up. You're the reason why I try to do better. So thank you. Thank you so much. And at time of recording, we're at the end of November 2024, and I'm really, really excited for where we're heading in 2025. So if you've loved the podcast over these last 400 episodes over the last 6 years, stay tuned because we're in for more. This podcast isn't going anywhere at this stage. Much love. And if you haven't already left a review, it would mean so much to me. I read all those reviews. To do it today, head over to Apple, leave that review, hopefully 5-star, and help celebrate 400 epic podcast episodes of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. And lastly, before I wrap up, never dim your light for others. Always be prepared to celebrate and be okay with celebrating. And today I celebrate. I celebrate 400 podcast episodes. I celebrate consistency. I celebrate relationships, and I celebrate me. So here's to celebrating more. Here's to being consistent. Here's to doing things that you love. And here's to an ROI that is absolutely endless. Much love from Brisbane, Australia. And thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.